going on, everybody? It's time for the Binge Boys podcast.
Woo!
It's time for the run-through. As you can see from the title, today we're talking about Transformers. I'm your host, Logan Lewis, and I'm joined here today by typical co-host Tanner.
Hello.
And we're joined by Brother Griffin.
Hi, Brother Griffin.
What's up, everybody? I'm thankful to have the opportunity to speak here.
Thank you. Make sure you talk into the mic.
Yeah, you guys have heard me before. I've definitely been here before, like probably four times.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting to be on one where we record. I'm sure I was on one with Logan alone with, what's his face?
Pearson?
No.
Zach? No. Mitch? No. Matt?
The new guy that...
Matt.
That you and Tanner get on with.
Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're doing Transformers today, folks.
I mean, it's a good one.
Yeah, absolutely. Before we get into that, couple things I have to say. Number one, if this is your first time listening to the Binge Boys podcast, welcome. If you are a returning listener, welcome back. Premise is each week, my co-host and I break down the hottest in TV and film, and we sprinkle in some music and pop culture and video games and whatnot here and there as well. First thing you can do to support the podcast is follow us on Instagram at Binge Boys Podcast. Second thing, tell a friend about the show. Tell them. That's all I got
to
do.
I'll tell you what, I've been listening to this podcast in my free time, so.
Well, thanks. third thing.
Not going to lie.
Third thing you can do is leave a rating and review on iTunes. That's what you can do to help us out.
And look at the YouTube channel.
Yeah, check out the YouTube. Good idea, Griffin. Yes. Check out the YouTube for the highlights and the clips and the episodes in video. The run-throughs are not on video.
If you guys don't know who they look like, look up the Binge Boys podcast or Watchdog Media.
Yeah, follow Watchdog Media on
YouTube. Oh, that website's dope, too. Dizzo.
I actually tried looking at it last night, putting it in my bio, but it didn't work. It was like saying...
It's watchdogmedia.co.
Oh, it's not net anymore?
Nope, changed it.
Okay.
You put it in your bio?
I was trying to, but it wouldn't let me connect to it, so I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Why would you put it in your bio?
Because I was shouting you out in my account, so if I got followers, people could... If they got into shit.
I need to do that. I'll just put... Why is mine not in my bio? Brilliant.
I don't know. I've been wondering that for months.
Piece of shit. I don't know how to work social media, guys. You would have had to tell me to do that.
Before we talk about Transformers, I want to talk about a couple friends.
I followed you on Instagram on the account I made. It's at Dern Alliance. It's literally, I'm probably going to make shirts. Our slogan is What Dern.
Okay. Well, anyways, while you figure that out, I'm going to talk about a couple of our friends. Friends of the Binge Boys podcast. Number one is Dazo. Griffin, have you heard of Dazo?
No, I don't recall of hearing of this.
You need to speak up.
No, I can hear myself perfect.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Okay. Dazo, Griffin, let me tell you, is the world's best spiked superfruit seltzer using gluten-free vodka and all natural superfruits that are rich in electrolytes, antioxidants, and vitamins. Replenish as you party and always know exactly what you're putting inside your body. Dazo is in retailers throughout California and Massachusetts, but if you don't live in either of those states, you're in luck. Customers can order online at drinkdazo.com.
You see, Logan, I've had a little bit of trouble with this, with being smart while I drink, especially outside in hot temperatures. If you're over somewhere hot, like Georgia, where we are, it's absolutely a remarkable drink.
Okay? Why is your voice like that? Why are you talking like that?
I don't know.
Talk in your voice.
I'm talking.
Okay. Well, that's a good point, Griffin. A lot of people don't know what they're putting in their body. They just crack a seltzer and start drinking it. Well, Dazo tells you exactly what it is, and it's actually kind of healthy. So they use gluten-free vodka. Did you hear that part?
I've heard of it because my friend drinks it.
I thought you said you'd never heard of it.
No, I've heard of it.
Okay. Again, drinkdazo.com. You must be 21 years old or older to consume. Another friend of the podcast. It's Prepped and Ready. Griffin, it's 2021. Everybody is on their hotness and fitness journey, and one of the biggest aspects of that lifestyle is eating healthy and meal prepping. Most people have no idea where to start and are overwhelmed by options and don't know what meals suit them best for the goals they want to achieve. Isn't that right?
I'd agree.
Luckily, Prepped and Ready has the solution. Prepped Ready Meals delivers high-quality, fresh meals with health and fitness in mind, with a variety of healthy, low-calorie, but delicious meals we can cater. They can cater to anyone's personal needs. If you live in the greater Atlanta area and you are interested in meal prep made simple, you can go to PreppedReadyMeals.com and use code BINGE15 at checkout for 15% off your order. How about that? 15% off your order.
Not too bad.
BINGE15 for 15% off your order. Prepped Ready Meals. Meal prep made simple. Guys, we're talking about Transformers today.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
We're talking about Transformers. You want to talk a little bit about Transformers, Griffin?
I do, because it was freaking awesome.
Okay, but before we get into how we feel about Transformers, let me tell you some info about the movie. It was released July 3rd, 2007, directed by Michael Bay, starring Shia LaBeouf, Megan Fox, Tyrese Gibson, Josh Duhamel, and many, many more. The plot of Transformers reads as, "The fate of humanity is at stake when two races of robots, the good Autobots and the villainous Decepticons, bring their war to Earth. The robots have the ability to change into different mechanical objects as they seek the key to ultimate power. Only a human youngin, Sam Witwicky, played by Shia LaBeouf, can save the world from total destruction."
I love the name Witwicky.
Witwicky. The box office information on this, my friends, the budget was $150 million. Opening weekend, it made $70.5 million. And its all-time box office run, it made $709.9 million.
I'm not surprised.
That's higher than I had imagined, I'll be honest.
Finally, Rotten Tomatoes. The critics gave this movie a 58%.
What?
Rotten.
Oh, well, they suck.
Critics suck.
Screw them.
What do you think the audience gave this?
Oh, 90.
Tanner? Griffin?
Or above.
What do you think the audience gave this movie out of 100?
Probably, I'd say an 83.
They gave it an 85.
Wow, okay.
Good guess.
So, guys, Transformers, Tanner, out of five. Last night was your first... This was your first time watching.
Yeah. Oh, no, I've seen clips throughout my childhood. Who hasn't, you know?
Yeah.
But, like... never fully watched it or actually understood, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I still kind of don't, you know, because it's quite confusing.
Really?
Well, what not quite confusing. About? I mean, it's just the whole, I mean, it's pretty simple. It's like, they got to get the cube, get the damn cube, and they got the cube, yay. But,
do you understand why?
So that Deceptive, what's his name? Mega Blaster can, so he can't absorb it and become the all powerful being. Yeah. Correct. Just like Luke in the Dark Side or some bullshit, you know?
See, this movie, for me and Logan, I know
me so, and yeah, him. When you hear me talk about it like that, you're like, it's not that simple.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, don't disrespect that. It
is. We're obsessed with Transformers as kids.
And I wish I would have
obsessed with
been.
Transformers.
That's, me and Logan went back to the cartoon days.
I'm now obsessed. I asked you both today to who has the movies that I could borrow so I could watch them. Who has them?
Do you have them? Who has the cartoon? Yeah, I think we do. I didn't check.
I think we do.
I can.
I'd love to.
Yeah, we definitely do.
I think we have two, three.
Like, I'll dead ass. I'll burn the rest of my gas tank.
I think Mom and Dad have 1, 2, and 3.
We have all.
Oh, perfect.
You can. And Dark of the Moon.
4 and 5 are
Dark of the Moon is 3.
What's the fourth one?
Age of Extinction.
That's, yeah, we have
that's
that
the,
one.
That's the
one with
one.
Mark Wahlberg.
And the dinos, isn't it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We have
Dinobots
that
are there.
Oh, that's a stupid one, isn't it? I heard.
It's better than 5.
Okay.
5 is not good.
I've watched 5 because that was the only one that was on Prime Video at one point. So
the last night.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah.
Not great.
Wish y'all can get a camera on this. We need to get a camera soon.
There is a camera.
Why do you say that?
Because, I mean, what we do is entertaining. I mean, what you guys do is entertaining sometimes. If I'm kicking back and relaxing, I'd rather watch a video than watch a podcast. Like, I'm always on YouTube to where no matter what, I'm not going to press the podcast app and podcast or whatever. But anyways, that's besides the point. Optimus Prime in this movie, to me as a child, was like, oh wow, he's the best robot.
He was my Batman.
He's the most powerful robot.
Yeah.
Of them all in this movie. So
what do you mean?
Yeah, he's good.
What do you mean in this movie?
In this movie.
You always give away little spoilers on accident.
Well,
there's about to be more.
Griffin, when we were watching the movie last night,
he gave away half of them. Griffin gave away half the movie.
He's like, this is a great scene.
Griffin would just be like, Griffin would be like, that cop car, that's a Decepticon. It's like, let the
view. Oh, no. The helicopter came and said, he goes, Mr. Blast, or like whatever the name was. And I'm just like, oh, so that's a guy.
Logan said Starscream. I said Barricade.
I inferred pretty well. I had a feeling that it was like,
yeah, anytime
everybody was kind of rattling off the names. It was just good to see it again. You said Bone Crusher.
I have no idea who Bone Crusher is.
He was the one that was skating on the highway.
Skate Crusher. I don't know.
Remember the one that Skate Optimus Monster. Fought on the bridge?
Skate yes. Monster. He was the jet.
No. That's Starscream.
He was the tan military vehicle.
He was the vehicle crusher. That they fell off the bridge and were fighting in front of that kid and his mom.
Bone Crusher.
He had about 30 seconds of screen time before he got murked.
I got a few more times to get it.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't even say Bone Crusher in the movie. They don't call him Bone Crusher.
You guys are just...
We only know he's called Bone Crusher because we had the toy, the action figure for Bone Crusher.
I remember playing
with
those.
The only reason his name is Bone Crusher is because he got his fucking ass fondled on the bridge. Optimus Prime.
So, Griffin, out of 5, what are you giving this movie?
What am I going to give this one? I'd say probably, as a kid, like, I wanted to see this, and I had high expectations as a kid.
I'm talking about right now, watching it again.
Watching it again, it's just a 5.
You think it's a perfect movie?
Yeah, in my opinion, yeah. It's like, got a great plot.
The way you're saying it sounds like you're skeptical.
But every aspect of the movie is perfect to you?
Yes, the acting's
not every aspect.
Good.
I could say some things are stupid.
There's some things I hate about the movie.
How the hell did they allow Megatron? I missed how they allowed Megatron to get unfrozen.
Yeah,
how did that happen?
That is weird.
I missed it.
Activated his navigation system.
Remember the little guy that would transform into a boombox?
Oh, that one.
Yeah. Yeah. That thing.
Yeah.
He got into the control room.
Oh, okay. I missed that part.
Yeah, so we have a 4 out of 5 from me, 5 out of 5 from Griffin still, and then a 5 out of 5 from you. You think a 5 out of 5?
For sure.
Griffin's making stupid gestures, and that's why Tanner's laughing. Yeah.
This is a fucking great... You guys need to put, like, something on the wall, like Ben or
this
something.
This is his first setup as he moved in.
Catherine,
he's still got work to
happen.
Do.
No, shout out to Catherine.
Dude, just sit in the closet. No.
What?
Let's sit in a closet together.
Have you seen how big my closet is?
The old closet would work.
Anybody can make anything work. Some people record in bathrooms.
Oh, let's have a bath, and then we can go take a... Never mind.
That bathroom's massive. You could just set up your mics in there and put up Binge Boys and record in there.
Catherine's laughing, so she might approve.
For that means like a temporary...
On track. Get on track. On track.
Sorry.
Sequels. This movie has quite a few sequels. It's got Transformers 2, Revenge of the Fallen, Transformers 3, Dark of the Moon. Yeah, it's Dark of the Moon. Transformers 4, Age of Extinction, Transformers 5,
Sentinel.
The Last Knight.
And then
Sentinel
Bumblebee.
Prime is sick.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites.
And then Bumblebee, which is a prequel to the first Transformers movie, which is very good.
Blagglebee.
And then Transformers 6... which comes out next summer, is called Transformers Rise of the Beasts.
Wait, what?
Yep, next summer. So we have that to look forward to. Tanner, if you can get your hands on the Transformers War on Cybertron video games,
I've seen you play
they
it.
They are sick.
I remember, I've
they
seen you play it.
The Batman Arkham of Transformers games.
Like,
they're perfect.
That first
they're
person
awesome.
Type shit?
Yeah.
No way. I don't
characters know. Like to the side of the screen. It's amazing.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
Good. Okay. Cause I you like, I really like that those. Style of how are the graphics?
Great.
I can get them on PS4.
Yes.
Really? They
yes,
remastered it?
They are great.
Oh, let's go. Cool. Yes. Yeah. And I've seen
I
you play. I look like,
they
oh no,
sick video
I've
games.
Seen y'all play those multiplayer. You guys are like shooting rockets across the
I might
city
try to see
people.
If they're available on PS5. Like,
I bet
remastered.
It definitely will.
If it
PlayStation.
Is, I will buy it.
Do you have a PS Now prescription or subscription?
No, but I've thought about it.
Yeah. You should. I was thinking about it. $7 to just play all these old games.
Really? Yeah. It's seven? How for or a month?
$7.99. But anyways.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's
but I will
of
give
expensive.
Those a shout. Why not? Because I've been looking for games to get into.
My typical question of is the villain right in this movie? No.
No, he's killing people.
No. He's trying to take over Earth. He is not right. He does not have a point.
In his eyes, it's right.
Oh, he yeah. Just like Thanos' eyes, it
he
was
wants
right
to be the leader.
Slaughter half a million, half a...
He wants everyone to
point.
Bow to
he
his very
Thanos
knees.
Thanos has a point.
His point is just messed up.
Yeah.
You have to get
his
there.
His point sucks.
It's yeah. It's a sad, almost reality.
Megatron's is more close-minded. Thanos is more sinister.
Well, no.
Because he's blown up every damn
it's more,
yeah. planet mm. and kill mass extinction.
Will this movie be remade in 20 years?
Potentially.
Yeah.
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 I think so.
For sure.
It's got a big enough fan
People base. Like us are going to want to see another one.
Shit. These might become
a good remade.
A good one.
Redone.
We want
to start
one.
Over from scratch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they can definitely. Oh, yeah. They'll start another
They've
franchise.
Rebooted Spider-Man in 10 years, three easily, times.
That'll be a thing that they'll reboot for years now.
There was a rumor that they were going to reboot it with Bumblebee. Bumblebee was supposed to be the reboot.
No, they need I'm to, glad they didn't.
They need to not do these little branch offs and just stick
no,
it.
No, I like that. Because I feel like I'm going to need to see more.
Yeah, I want to see an Optimus Prime origin
that
movie.
That is what I feel like
Ooh,
that'll be
yeah,
dope.
Yeah, that actually
watching.
Would be really dope to yeah. see, actually.
What do you think is the best scene of this movie? There's a lot. What you got?
Well, I have a good one.
What you got?
Okay, mine is when they're in the woods and Grindor comes in the helicopter.
You're thinking of the wrong movie.
Oh, no?
Yep. You're thinking of Transformers 2.
Really?
Yep. Grindor.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's a dope scene.
The one. Okay. The end where
you gotta watch Transformers 2 with Tanner sometime
yeah,
soon.
Yeah. Let's
do it this week.
The end where the night. Tank. I forgot his name.
Decepticon Brawl.
Yeah, Decepticon Brawl. And then Rat name. And Ironhide were fighting.
Yeah. All
and
of them were fighting it. Yeah. And Jazz.
And Jazz. Yeah. Yeah. Jazz was probably my favorite as a kid.
I really like that scene, that intro scene of Black Hawk, Blackout, the helicopter.
Blackout, yeah.
Blackout.
That was his old
Shows
name,
up to
I think.
The to the military base and just wreaks
God,
havoc.
His name is Grindor in the third movie.
They changed his name.
That was a badass scene. Yeah, like that. That was the first
that
scene.
That just sets the stage.
As soon as I saw them transform, I was like, I get, and then I immediately understood the hype. I was like, okay, how couldn't a kid enjoy yeah. the play? Like that's so freaking awesome.
Those movies are sick. That's yes. Those fight scenes are sick.
Oh, and dude, my
for
favorite
its
scene
time,
was when they
those
were...
special effects were yes. intense.
I was just going to say for things that age the best, the special effects for sure. That's what aged the best for me.
We all were thinking that it looked amazing.
Yeah, it looks like it was made last year.
Yeah.
It looks incredible.
That's what I said right away.
Yeah. None of the special effects look in the slightest bit.
And it still holds up, all of it. It's still a yeah. good story, and it's funny, too. I it was a lot funnier than I thought it was going to be.
There's a few things that yeah. could go.
Yeah.
The whole John Turturro character.
Who's he?
He's the secret agent guy, the douchebag.
Oh, yeah.
Which one?
He kind of sucks.
Which one?
The one that threatened Megan Fox's dad. That one, the douchebag.
I'm going to lock you up forever.
Criminals are hot.
Oh, he played a good enemy person, though. There always is an enemy
there's
person.
There's always a douchebag that's
there's
always trying
always
to stop the main characters.
There's always that conflicting, yeah. There's always that one guy that wants to bring the Decepticons behind him.
Yeah.
And act like he's something powerful.
There is. Ooh, Steven Spielberg was involved with this movie, too.
I did not know
it
Steven Blatberg was
involved. I'm not surprised.
Megan Fox aged also very well.
Her plastic surgery down-aged. Really fucked her whole image up for me.
What do you mean?
Damn.
I can't really look at her the same because she kind of looks like someone poked at her like a science project.
Want to hear some trivia about Transformers the movie? Would you like to hear some trivia?
Yes, I do.
About it?
This is my fun fact, one of my favorite parts.
According to Megan Fox, she attended a Linkin Park concert, and when it was over, the band met her personally and stated that they heard about a Transformers movie and requested that they could have a song of theirs in the movie, and that's how...
What? I thought that was going to go another way.
What?
I thought Linkin Park was going to offer them to like that whole band to like gangbang.
Gangbang Megan Fox?
That's so fucked. What the hell?
Why would you think
that? And it's a trivia.
It's Megan Fox on the set.
No, it's a trivia.
She was always pissed on the set, apparently. Look it up. Megan Fox was a bitch.
Why does that make her want to get gangbanged?
Because they're fucking PMSing.
All right. Well, Peter Cullen is the original voice of Optimus Prime. He described reprising the role as slipping into an old pair of comfortable shoes that you haven't worn in a long time and was very grateful that fans wanted him back.
So he was the original, what, and like the was there a cartoon or something originally?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
that's what
way
I,
back.
See, I don't know.
70s, 80s. Used to watch it in the morning.
Really? 70s, 80s, 90s.
Yeah, I was 6 years old.
It was like G.I. Joe and Ninja Turtles. It goes way back.
Ninja Turtles. Oh, shit. I would pay to watch those again.
To keep the film realistic and under budget, the U.S. Department of Defense provided their support to the movie. It's the largest movie they've assisted since Black Hawk Down in 2001. Oh, the military provided their vehicles.
Really?
As well as alternate modes of the Decepticons, Starscream, and Bone Crusher.
Must have been.
It's Steven Spielberg and who? David Bay? Right?
They...
Who?
Wow. Real soldiers were used in the movie as extras.
Wow, they must not have been
That's
very
nice.
Busy.
And they're probably paid a little bit, too.
Oh,
to
definitely.
The return the favor, the filmmakers provided advanced screenings to the film to soldiers for free.
That's awesome.
I'm just reading trivia now. How about that? Holy hell.
Oh, no.
The Transformers possessed such a rich level of detail and complexity. It took the animators 38 hours to fill them in a single frame of the film.
Oh, my. That's...
What'd you say?
How'd they even finish the freaking movie?
Shia LaBeouf was so amazed with Project Iceman that he secretly visited the set on weekends, bringing his friends along.
Typical blaster.
Ooh, here's a fun one. Remember when they went to the car shop and they looked at the Camaro?
Yeah.
And the guy said, get out the car, you can't afford it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then he looked to the next of him and it was like a Volkswagen Beetle. Mm-hmm. Well, Volkswagen Beetle was what Bumblebee transformed into in the cartoons back in the day.
I figured there was something. Figured there would be... Always a comic book old reference, you know.
In fact, Bumblebee appeared as a Volkswagen Beetle in the prequel film Bumblebee in 2018.
Okay, that's where I saw that from.
In the movie, Megatron does not choose an alternate transformation. Megatron never transformed into anything except for a Cybertronian jet out of arrogance.
Which was awesome.
He maintained his alien form.
Oh, shit. I didn't understand that. That's dope. I thought it was just a fighter jet.
I get it.
Yeah.
That's so cool. And he was freaky. Oh, my God. We all are freaky.
Michael Bay originally wanted an Apple iPod. Remember when they asked who's got a phone and they put it in the little box and it transformed? They originally wanted an iPod for that. But Apple CEO Steve Jobs objected to use one of his products in a movie in that negative way.
That's not negative. It's cool. Well, I guess not.
In her role, Megan Fox gained 10 pounds of muscle to be more compatible for the action scenes.
Got her ass.
Yeah.
What about some...
Tyrese Gibson wanted to be in the movie so bad that he paid the filmmakers.
Who's Tyrese Gibson?
The black guy. The military guy.
Oh, yeah.
Left cheek.
I've seen him somewhere else before.
Where Fast and Furious movies.
Okay, yeah. I knew I saw him from somewhere before.
Michael Bay at first thought Shia LaBeouf was going to be too old to play a teenager.
Oh, he nailed it.
But LaBeouf convinced the filmmakers that he could indeed appear younger than he actually is.
LaBlaster.
Optimus Prime's body language and movements were modeled after Liam Neeson.
Oh, that's fucking dope, of course.
To prepare for the roles, Josh Duhamel and Tyrese Gibson spent 3 days in boot camp.
Okay. 3 days that they'll never spend again.
Well, I guess. Gosh, that would be horror. 5 days in blast camp.
Can you imagine?
Boot camp. I've never been to boot camp. That would be hell.
Can you imagine just being an actor and then...
If you earn the services, God bless your soul.
Yes, but can you imagine Can you imagine actually being there training and then Shia LaBeouf shows up just to train for a fucking movie and you're about to go to war? I'd be like,
Kind of insulting.
Yeah.
An insult blast.
Yeah, because right after, he got in a little bit of trouble too. And he still is in a bit of trouble.
Sorry, Shia.
Yeah, he's been canceled once or twice, but he still makes his way.
He's canceled himself.
Canceled? He really did do it
with
to himself.
Making choices.
Yeah, he made shitty decisions.
Self-conscious decisions. But it's okay. Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I don't know. Transformers, we're going to have to watch the second one.
We should just keep doing a little, if it doesn't conflict with scheduling, we could do like another, we just keep doing it.
If tomorrow, I'd be down. If people are down.
Well, it'd be hard.
What's that mean?
It'd be hard to do it if we weren't down. That's what he means.
Yeah. Maybe this week come over and we'll watch another
one. Or we can watch it all by ourselves.
I can. I don't have a way to. I don't want to pay for it.
It's called Pub Film.
I mean, I could.
It's called pubfilm.com.
Watch them here.
Oh, and then it'd be fun. I want to watch his reaction. Yeah, because this shit's fine.
It is.
Did you like my reactions last night?
Revenge of the Fallen is kind of sick.
I love Revenge of the Fallen.
Is this the second one?
I love The Fallen.
Yeah.
I love that whole story.
It's seen as, yeah, that's the second one. It's seen as
a joke.
One of the worst ones.
Really?
If not, maybe the worst one.
I'll still enjoy it.
But because there's a lot of things in it that kind of suck, there's a lot of racist jokes in it.
Really?
Really?
Well, then we actually have something to say.
They had Transformers, like, be racist. Like, they had a couple Transformers. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
The two little guys.
The two little ones, and they had, like, black accents and black like body language, and they acted like kind of ghetto, and a lot of people didn't like that, so that kind of aged poorly. And there's a lot of like racist humor in these Transformers movies.
Older movies were a little less,
they're a little edgy.
Yeah,
people don't
some
like
them,
that
yeah.
Some of them are pretty edgy.
Oh yeah,
some people won't enjoy this just solely based on that reason.
Yeah. A lot of the second one got so much criticism because of all of the racist humor.
Yeah, I heard a lot of people did not like the second one compared to the first one, but I don't.
The first one's gas.
The first one's just so good to watch one, with your family, too.
But the second one is so dope. The second one is so dope in terms of the action.
Oh,
they
good.
Step
is
it,
like,
it up.
All the time.
They step
action?
It up.
Oh, yeah, the second one's good. Yeah.
They step
Sentinel.
It up.
That reminds me. That's my best scene.
That's Dark of the Moon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're all the first three are great.
The first three are fantastic.
In my opinion.
You guys haven't named you guys haven't
fantastic
named anything.
Isn't the right word.
You haven't named anything from the any fight scenes
they're
from the further movies
to me.
So huh? far.
Anything that made me not want to go home. Anything that made me not want to go home in the theater is worth a damn good.
Yeah,
because
usually nowadays
for the ticket.
I want
to
go home.
What were you about to say? We haven't mentioned the fourth.
Yeah, you
haven't
mentioned a whole lot of things from the fourth and fifth ones. There must not be. Because
the fifth one is horrible.
Really?
Not good.
We'll have to watch it though.
And the fourth one is decent, just forgettable.
Okay. Yeah.
The Dinobots are cool, but they're in the movie for about 5 minutes.
What?
Yeah.
Because they were in the trailers
Wait,
a billion times.
Wait, I might not have
times.
Seen
Dude,
this
that's all I used to see. I remember seeing.
With Mark Wahlberg?
Might not have seen it. I don't
yeah,
think
you
I have.
You definitely have.
I don't think I have.
I don't think you have. I don't know.
I don't think I went and saw it in theaters. The
it
third
came out-
one was the last one I saw. And then I didn't give a shit. I was collecting Pokemon cards and freaking masturbating.
Well, all
right.
That's it on Transformers, yeah. Pokemon cards, and masturbating.
Yeah, that's the headline.
Everybody.
That was a good movie, guys.
Yes. Everybody, if you enjoyed what you heard, like I said at the top, follow us on Instagram at Binge Boys Podcast. Tell a friend in need and rate and review on iTunes. If you want, go check out our friends Dazo and Prepped and Ready. And we'll see you guys next time.
Thanks for having me, y'all.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Thanks, Tanner.
Okay. I'll try to be on here again. This was fun.
Yeah, we'll see.
Check out the YouTube channel again. It'll be entertaining.
Yeah, for sure.
Some of them are like 7-minute clips that you could just watch.
Do you watch it?
Yeah, I did today. Just for fun. They were kind of stupid.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
but
thanks.
But hey.
Those are honest
YouTube
takes.
Content's the best content. All right, y'all.
All right, bye.
See you later.
Ha ha ha.